coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, we're hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
Hallelujah.
That's too big to swallow. God reconciling the world to himself, not counting their sins against them. He's not counting their sins against them. The soul that sinned, it shall die. That's why Jesus came. So that this time, you can listen that he's not mad at you because of your sin. God is not angry with you because of your sin, no matter how bad it is. He's saying, come, I'm not angry with you. Somebody paid for you. So don't die without God. Don't keep living your life in sin. Why? Someone paid the penalty for your sin. So God's not counting your sins against you. So he says, come, 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 come. He's calling. Come, come, come. No matter how bad, no matter how wayward you've been, come, come, come. He sees everybody the same, because the same price was paid for everybody. Whether you only told a half lie or you killed 10 people. He's saying, come. He's not counting your sins against you. He's reaching out his love and saying, come, come, come. Somebody said, how can I come to God except I am clean first? No, he says, come. No matter how bad, come. This is the time to come. I'll give you life. Come. That's his call. That's what he sent us to tell the whole world. That's why it's called gospel. You mean I'm so bad, and you don't care that I'm so bad? I should come? Come to God? Yes, come. Yes, come. You're not too dirty for God. Why? Because the blood of Jesus Christ washes our sins away. So he says, come. When? Now. He says, when you hear that voice, don't harden your heart. Don't say next week. Because next week is not promised you. So come, and come now. That's what he says. But you see, that's one side of the story. That's our word. The word that we take out to the whole world, to the sinners. He says, come. God wants you. God loves you. He's not asking you to clean up first before you come, because you could never clean up. So he says, come, I'll clean you up. Praise the Lord. Amen. When I round up this message, every one of you who's not been born again, you need to come. You've got to answer that call. It's too important. Don't ignore it. You may have ignored it for so long, but not today. Not today. Not today. Don't ignore it today. Now, those of us who have been born again a long time, isn't that amazing that after we've come to Christ, we think that he's mad at us, he's not answering my prayer because I did something wrong. You know, sometimes we think that way. We feel like we wanted to pray. Now we can't pray. I have a score to settle with God. You see, you believe you got a score to settle with God, so you...
Hallelujah. You just remember. Then Satan says, even that second hand, take it down. Take it down. So take it down. You're trying to worship with happiness. Say, take it down. You know yourself. Then you are trying to sing. He says, you can't sing here. Shut up. After some time, it's not everybody that's crying in glory worship. Some are crying because God is so wonderful. Some are crying because, I'm sorry. And you would think that after that crying, it'll be all right. No, they don't have God talking to them. It's the devil. They cry. You're going home. He says, be going. There's no time to fellowship. Just go home. Because many don't understand how Satan operates. He is the frustrator. Understand his names in the Bible. He's the accuser of the brethren. He's the accuser. Okay. Turn to Romans chapter 5. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 5. Have you found it? Glory to God. See, if Satan can frustrate you, rob you of your joy, he'll rob you of your effectiveness. All right. Read from verse 8. Read. While we were yet sinners. Listen. He says, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were yet sinners, he's talking about the love of God, the greatness, the magnitude of the love of God. He says, God commends his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, not because we did something right. While we were still in sin, Christ died for us. He died for us not because we were good, but while we were evil, his love brought Christ to die for us. Now, he wants to send somebody to hell for not wearing a scarf. No. You see the thought of it. Because she didn't wear a scarf during prayer. Now somebody believes she's going to go to hell. God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He so loved us while we were in sin. Christ died because we were so vulnerable to God. He sent Jesus Christ. Now he wants to send you to hell. So then, what makes a man go to heaven then? No. If because I told one lie before I entered this room. I told a lie at the gate there. Someone asked, where have you been? I said, I've been around and I just came. Then my conscience now, you have not been around. You have not been around. And I say, oh God, forgive me. You have not been around. You just lied. You just lied. And you're just coming to church. You are going to hell. All liars. All liars shall have their part in the lake of fire that burns with fire and brimstone. Sulfur. Brimstone. Hey. Are you there? You sure? Okay, we have not finished. You read verse 8, read verse 9, and read verse 10. Go on. Uh-huh.
I don't know what you read.
Read verse 10. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more now being reconciled, if when we were God's enemies, it took the death of his son to bring us to him. He says, now that we are reconciled to him, we shall be saved by his life. No wonder the Bible says he is able to save to the uttermost them that come to God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. If when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, now being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Where is his life? Saved by his life. Not his life in heaven. His life in me. Remember, the subject of his discourse begins there in the fourth chapter and runs into the fifth chapter. So he opens it up. Therefore, being justified by faith, we are at one with God, at peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Being justified by faith, declared righteous by faith. We are at peace. Are you at peace?
Yes.
If you are at peace, then start using what you got. You say, devil, in the name of Jesus, take your hands off my money. There's no distance in the realm of the spirit. He'll hear you. He'll hear you. Take your hands off my money. In the name of Jesus. And don't go back and say, we don't know what's happening. No. Don't change. Don't change what you said.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Judy from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life? And who is in the book of life? The Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did. Because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This is the continuation of the message, how to take possession of what belongs to you.
Hallelujah.
Don't start talking defeat and hardship and all that kind of stuff. No, don't talk like that. Don't say, oh, these people are frustrating us. No, not me. Amen. Satan, take your hands off my money in the name of Jesus. I belong to your world. Don't forget, he's the God of this aeon, this system. You see it? So there's a monetary system in the world. And Satan, through his kids, run that system. All right? So they can try to frustrate your money. But you're not under their system. Are you seeing this? Yeah. You're not under that system. That's why he said to give your tithes, because that connects the money you get from the world to the kingdom. That's why you give your first fruits, because he said, if the first fruit be holy, sanctified, removed and set apart for God, he says the lump is therefore what? Holy. So the angel of God comes in and says, devil, get out. Why? He says, this man tithes it, he tithes it on this money, you cannot touch it. Your tithe is that connection. Your first fruit is that connection. You bring him into partnership. You see that? Look at this. When they brought the sacrifices into the temple, once it got into the temple, nobody could touch it again. Now, it's an amazing thing. Look at this. A man took his sacrifice. It could be in the form of gold or silver. It could be in form of even a living animal. He took a sheep. All right? A sheep to the priest. When he gave it to the priest, once the priest received it, that man, couldn't touch that thing anymore. He couldn't. It suddenly became God's sheep. An amazing thing. The gold became God's gold. What does that mean? It means the temple, the house of God, sanctified that gold. It sanctified that sacrifice. It sanctified it. Now, when you receive, you sanctify it by giving God his tithe. Giving God his first fruit. That sets you apart from the system of the world. So what destroys their money cannot destroy your money. What destroys their business cannot destroy your business. Plus that, he gives you wisdom that the world cannot fathom. He gives you wisdom. He gives you direction. Only the Spirit of God can tell you, do this way, when everybody knows, you get it? Everybody knows that doing it this way will certainly land you in failure, that this is the right way to do it. So everybody's doing it this way. And the Spirit of God says, do it this other way. And everybody raises their eyebrow. You're stupid. How can you go in that direction? And all of a sudden, everybody's going in this way, and bam, things go down. And you say, ooh, and you are still riding. And they can't understand why. Are you still there?
Yes.
Man, oh man. You getting it?
Yes.
Yeah, I got in my spirit. I got in my spirit. I received the word with my spirit. I receive the word with my spirit. Sonda Gita Bahasti. I receive the word with my spirit. With my spirit. I'm what God says I am. I function with my spirit. Say it again. I function with my spirit.
I function with my spirit.
You know that's very important. You remember Adam and Eve? The Bible says they didn't have no clothes. They weren't covered by anything. Somebody said they were covered by the glory of God. Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Why didn't they know that they were, when you say covered by the glory of God, do you think there was a light around them? No, that's not what you mean by the glory of God. What is the glory of God? It's the presence of God. The presence of God is here, but you're not seeing no light. All right? So why did they not know that they were naked? The Bible says they didn't know they were naked. And physically, they were naked and not ashamed. How come they didn't know? And how come later on, when they did what God said not to do, they found out that they were naked? What happened? Because, you see, they functioned from their spirit. The Bible tells us that the voice of God came in the cool of the day. That's the way God used to visit them. He didn't visit them walking with man and man. You know, God walking like this and Adam moving beside him and shaking hands. Say, how you got? And say, Adam, big power. You know, that's not what happened. The Bible says it was the voice of God. It says the voice of God came walking. The voice of God. So it had to be because God is a spirit and man is a spirit. So it had to be Adam functioning from his spirit and relating with the voice of God. My. You getting this stuff? The same way you relate with the voice of God when he talks to you. Sometimes Spirit of God talks to you from outside you. And you hear that voice. Sometimes he talks to you from inside you. Because now he lives in you. You understand? But you relate with the voice. Not the shape of God in the form of God. Somebody says, how did God sound like? What does it look like? They want to know by this ear and with these eyes. These are the senses. But there's a spirit that recognizes God. Now, when man sinned against God, his spirit ceased to dominate him. His senses took over. And suddenly they said, and Adam and Eve, and God came again, the voice of God. Adam, where art thou? Hey. God said, Adam, where are you? Adam said, we can't come out, we are naked. And God said, who told you that you were naked? Who told you? Yeah, ba, 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 ba. Hey, glory to God. I'm getting something. You know, David said, my heart indicted a good matter. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Are you getting something in your spirit? Somebody said, I'm broke. Who told you you're broke? Who told you? Who told you? Hallelujah. Who told you? Listen to him from your spirit. Relate to him from your spirit. Say, I'm functioning from my spirit. I cannot have diabetes. Because I function from my spirit. I cannot have sickle cell anemia. I function from my spirit. I cannot be broke. I function from my spirit. My business cannot fail. My finances cannot fail. Nothing about me can fail. I function from my spirit. I have the dominion. I walk in dominion. I walk in victory. I walk in prosperity. Come on, shout amen, somebody. Woo, glory to God. Hey. Man, oh man. Whoa, 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 glory. Hey. I got the life of God in me. Woo. I got prosperity walking in my spirit. Victor, I have overcome the world. I have overcome the world. Oh, glory to God. Rejoice evermore. Rejoice evermore. Rejoice evermore. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Rejoice evermore. Sondalabadira badisti. Rejoice evermore. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
This message is an excerpt from a tape series. To order for the complete series, log on to www.christembassyonlinestore.org.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akisim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.